We welcome you back to the Two Guys Named Chris show. There's my dear friend BB Shay in here.
What's going on?
Yeah. Good to see you.
There we go. There they are.
Good to see you. I'm supposed to be impartial. I'm cheering for you today.
Thank you.
You were so close on Monday.
No.
You were so close yesterday until Tom Skerritt.
Tom Skerritt.
Got you. He's 91. You said he was 77.
Yeah.
Man. Way off.
Biggie thought he was dead.
Yeah. BB Shay, you're going to learn real quick. There's always one that the younger folk are going to struggle with.
There's always one.
Well, but by the same token,
yeah.
I don't know. Half of today's.
Yeah. I'll tell you, today looks good for Chris Dim. I'm looking at this. I'm looking. We got four.
Double glazed BB.
I'm going to double glaze you, and I want you to pull through it. But I'm looking at it. As I look at it here, these celebrities, four actors and an Olympian is what we have here today. And, you know, there's nobody like Chris Dim's going to go, who or what is a Dua Lipa? There's nobody on there okay. like that. I know that. You, BB Shay, there's one or probably two here that you're going to be going like, what is this? You know? So let's just see. But, okay.
But you got to play them as they lie.
All right.
I believe in you.
That's what I'm here for.
I believe in you. Boy, let's talk about your... In that meeting yesterday, I just remember this when I looked at him. He saw me do this too.
BB Shay saw you do something...
Yes.
Well, was it illegal?
No.
Immoral?
Perhaps.
Judgmental.
Judgmental. You know how judgy I am.
Sure. Yeah. You did it this morning with your face. You didn't even know you were doing it.
I did.
During the non-binary discussion.
Yeah, yeah. Biggie says he now knows somebody's non-binary. My face like crinkled up like, what? Ew. And it's on camera now. That'll live forever.
You'd be perfect as a Fox News host.
Ew.
You clearly have to do something.
So we have a meeting together that's catered every week, as you know. BB Shay's in the meeting. Now, used to, I would eat that food like it was going out of style. You know, I was eating everything in sight. They called me Orca when I walked in.
You'd splatter food onto the table surface.
And lick it off.
You'd sop it up with bread or use your finger.
And yesterday, well, people would say to me as I walked in, get out of the way, he's here. You know, they just say it. Well, yesterday, the dessert was cheesecake. And when I walked in and sat down, I looked over at BB Shay, and he had on a plate two slices of cheesecake next to each other.
Two.
They kind of looked like one. I was hoping he'd be fooled because I knew he was going to say something about it. And let's clear, it was Oreo cheesecake.
It was Oreo.
Completely different than just regular cheesecake.
And I just stared at it, and he looked up and says, yeah, this is the best cheesecake I've ever had.
I was like, you trying to get down on this, man? He's like, nope, not me.
Nope,
I'll have my apple.
I had an apple.
I'll judge you from right here.
I'll judge you from
a
right.
Big gulp of air.
Yeah.
steaming mug of smug.
That's right. Oh, smugging you so hard yesterday. It's my fault. I shouldn't have done that.
I saw you looking at me.
I know you did.
We made
eye contact. Yeah. Like, that's right. I'm having my day. Good for you for owning it. I'm fine with it. Jeff, you're talking. Well, you can have either Chris Dim, Biggie, or BB Shay to be your partner today. Who you got?
Well, since you said it's looking good for him, I'll take them.
I do think it's looking good for him, I must say. We go to Tom. Tom, you can have BB Shay or Biggie. Who you got?
I'm going to go with Biggie.
All right. Biggie the choice. And finally, Holly, BB Shay will be playing for you today, Holly.
Sounds good.
All right. So we have celebrities celebrating a birthday either today or this week. You guess how old they are if you're within 3 years. That's 3 points. We had the score at the end of the game, and the low score wins. Melissa McCarthy is celebrating a birthday from Bridesmaids.
How's it going?
It's going great. It's going great. I'm on the mend. You know, I just got some pins in my legs. Believe it or not, pins in my legs can still do this. All right. A mate fell off a cruise ship.
Oh.
Took a hard, hard, violent fall, kind of pinballed down, hit a lot of railings, broke a lot of
I think that's when people really started to take notice of her, Melissa McCarthy. She went on to do Mike and Molly, the TV series, and became a huge star. Now she's done a ton of movies, hosted Saturday Night Live, et cetera, et cetera.
The thing about her is, I think she's tremendously funny, but the movies that she's in, by and large, stink.
Do they really? Mm-hmm.
Except
for Bridesmaids.
Stink.
Yeah.
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 That was funny.
Yeah. I always think Bridesmaids is too long. Don't you agree?
We agree with that.
I do think it's funny. Yeah. She's great.
She's not in it enough.
Yeah.
And if you watch a lot of her movies where she's the star, they'll do outtakes at the end. She can improv for 10 minutes. and crack everybody up on the set except herself.
Do you remember when she played Trump's first press secretary on Saturday Night Live? Sean Spicer.
Hilarious.
Brilliant. And that was brilliant. She has been nominated, by the way, for Best Supporting Actress for Bridesmaids.
Wow. Wow.
She's in a movie called St. Vincent that nobody saw that I thought was good.
That was a good movie.
Bill Murray was
Spy's kind of fun. She gets to have some fun in Spy.
Okay.
And that's got Jason Statham in it.
It does.
St. Vincent, she's it's a serious role. Yeah, more serious. Yeah, but she's good. I mean, I think she's just, like you said, tremendously talented. But I never watched Mike and Molly, and Biggie has a problem with that show because it is for overweight people.
They always make overweight people look too jovial.
Yeah, too jovial. Too jolly. Biggie said, we're not that happy. No. We're just not. All right. Is everybody in?
Yeah.
Okay. Biggie, how old is Melissa McCarthy today?
52.
Kristen.
49.
And we go over to BB Shea.
I put 53.
You have the lead. She's 54.
Oh,
54.
Wow.
Okay.
Dang it.
Thank you. Appreciate you.
Right.
All right. All right.
Thank you.
One down. Lead for BB Shea. One point.
Doing it for you today.
Biggie has two. Thank you.
Of course.
I thought so.
You're log rolling one another.
Biggie has two.
Biggie has to say.
First glazing, now log rolling.
I haven't seen this much action since those guys that park backwards in the woods.
At that park?
Yeah.
I know you know this guy, okay? From Breaking Bad, Aaron Paul. Aaron Paul, who played Jesse on Breaking Bad, Jesse Pinkman. And I believe, now I've read this, and this is a quick clip from him on Breaking Bad.
Yes, science!
Okay, that's him. I think I read this about him, that his character was supposed to be killed off in that show fairly early on in the first season. But I always wonder, how is that possible? Because he's such an intricate part of the entire show. Did they change everything they were thinking about it before, or do they just write it as they go, you know?
You probably have to ask, what's his name, Vince
Gilligan,
the creator. But I've always heard that he was not a permanent character until...
But he was so great,
yeah.
And I love his character, and I think he's fantastic in that show. Now, that's about all I've ever seen him in. He does show up in Better Call Saul in the last season, which is that prequel to Breaking Bad, which my wife just watched and loved. And he's in the movie El Camino, a Breaking Bad movie, which most people say is not that good.
Oh, not trash. Great.
Yeah, you didn't like that. That's right.
Hated it.
Too bad they...
It really ruined some of Breaking Bad for me.
I will not see it. Hmm. But Better Call Saul gets great reviews. You see that?
No, I've never
had. You watched that?
Never saw it, no.
It's actually pretty good.
You liked it. Yeah. I hear a lot of people say
that. He's the former Price is Right contestant.
Yes, that's right.
Aaron Paul.
He was on Price is Right. Yeah. Before he was famous. That's
exactly. He got on stage?
Yeah, he got on stage. Acted like really spastic, too.
Oh, okay.
It was pretty funny.
Yeah, I've seen that clip of him.
He's done a few movies. Now he actually just kind of embraces being from Breaking Bad. I think they have he and Bryan Cranston have like a tequila out.
Yeah.
And then he just kind of plays that role of, I'm from Breaking Bad.
I think it's the best drama ever on television. I can't speak to sitcom. In my opinion, it's the best one I've ever seen.
The best show ever.
You think it's the best show ever? It's up there. I mean, to me.
It was five seasons. Perfect.
It was. Very few episodes where you go, just okay. Mm. I mean, it was really, really good. Okay, Aaron Paul, Biggie, you're down by one.
I said milestone 40?
40, he says. Christopher Dim.
I agree, 4-0.
And BB Shea.
I think he's a little older. I put 44.
He's 45 today.
Oh.
45.
Wow.
Born in 1979.
Well, who predicted this game?
Chowderhead.
There's a wave in the distance, though.
Love you, man.
There's a wave coming.
There's something that is like it's like when there's a ship spotter and you're like, what's that?
Wait a minute.
I thought something looks weird.
BB Shea 2, Biggie 7, Chris Dim 10, Skater Scott Hamilton. Scott Hamilton has a birthday today. American figure skater, Olympic gold medalist. In fact, he won 4 consecutive U.S. championships, 4 consecutive world championships, and 1 gold medal. He had a signature move, a backflip, that few other skaters could ever perform. It's against the rules to do it at the Olympics. He does it in his professional shows. And this, did it for a while at least.
Yeah, there was a female skater could do it. She did a backflip, and they outlawed it.
Can't do it.
Yeah.
That's right. Too dangerous? Is that why they outlawed it? He's written 3 books. Been involved in a ton of charitable work.
He's a great broadcaster.
And a great broadcaster.
Great broadcaster.
At the Olympics. All right. Are you in, BB Shea?
Sure.
Oh, boy. Okay, here we go.
It's happening.
This is the first landmine you've got
to avoid. It's happening.
Okay, let's see. Biggie, Scott Hamilton.
I really have no clue. I said an even 60.
60, says Biggie. You're trailing by 5, Chris Tim.
Oh, an older 65.
You're trailing by 8, BB Shay.
I put 57.
He's 66 today. He's 66 today. That moves BB Shay and Chris Tim into a tie for the lead. 11. Doggone it, BB Shay. 11. Biggie has 13. This is anybody's game here. Now, you're going to know this person for sure. We have Jennifer Coolidge. Here she is.
Oh, my God.
There she was.
I've been working on my Jennifer Coolidge. Oh. How's it sound?
That's pretty good. Here she is as Stifler's mom.
You have anything to drink?
I believe the kegs are upstairs.
That is what the Cretans drink. I'm talking about alcohol, liquor, the good stuff.
All right. I got some scotch.
Single malt?
Aged 18 years. The way I like it.
Stifler's mom. Stifler's mom from American Pie. She's in Legally Blonde series. Did a lot of bit parts before she became really famous. And she was in The White Lotus on HBO 2 series of that show.
I'd say kind of resurgence for her because she won the Emmy. Yeah.
She's great in that show.
Oh, she is.
And she's in a ton of stuff. She did A Mighty Wind. She's in some of those mockumentaries,
yes.
You know?
Very funny in those.
Very funny, period.
Best in show.
The American Pie series, the Legally Blonde series. She's best in show. She's
Phenomenal. Tons of commercials now.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah, lots of. I mean, you hear her on radio, TV, endorsement stuff. Jennifer Coolidge. Okay, Biggie, how old is she today?
I didn't change from before, even 60.
Even 60. You're trailing by 2 points. Here's our leader, Chris Tim, along with BB Shay.
I guess 61.
61 and BB Shay.
64.
She's 63 today.
Ooh.
The lead goes to BB Shay by 1. Chris Tim has 13. BB Shay has 12. Biggie has 16.
BB Shay, say hello to the wave.
The final celebrity is Elliot Gould. Elliot Gould from the movie MASH. He played Trapper John. We have a scene.
Lieutenant, you look terrible. Look at Captain, look at his eyes. Let me see your tongue. Oh, no, no. Here, take your shirt off and tell me where it hurts. I haven't seen a case like this since I was in school. Oh, my goodness. Listen, Vollmer, tell them to prepare the major surgery. This is one case in 5. I think I can save you, Lieutenant.
That's Elliot Gould. His breakthrough role was in a movie called Bob and Carol and Ted and Alice, which Chris Dim has seen.
He was at the premiere.
He was. He was. Chris Dim was at the premiere of the movie.
Little risky. Little risque.
He nominated for an Academy Award for that. Following year, he was Captain Trapper John, which you just heard in MASH. Gould has been working with Altman a long time. He worked on The Long Goodbye and California Split. He's also been in television shows. He was on Friends several episodes. He played Monica and Ross's father in Friends.
Did come back in the Oceans movies. The Clooney Oceans.
Oceans 11.
Yes.
There it is.
Yes. And he was in American History X, too, I believe.
You're right.
I haven't seen that forever.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is for the game here. Chris Dim and BB Shay locked in a battle. Biggie, you're down by 4. BB Shay has the lead. How old is Elliot Gould?
87.
87. Chris Dim.
86.
And BB Shay.
76.
One of you has it exactly right. And that's our winner. And that's Chris Dim. He's 86 today. Oh, BB Shay. I was pulling for you. Doggone it. The two landmines.
Yeah.
Hamilton Gould.
Dead man walking.